number 58 from May 2007, Giving Him the Business. There's nothing like spending a little time with all your relatives to bring you back to earth from whatever lofty perch you have been on. These are people who knew you back when. These are people who changed your diapers, remember when you did both cute and embarrassing things as a small child, and comforted you when you faced disappointments. You may be able to put on a good show for other people, but you certainly can't hold your breath long enough to fool folks who have known you all your life. Deborah and I both had this experience during the Easter season, as we had both sides of our family at our house during this time. It wasn't long before the old stories were trotted out, and people were being teased for the things that they had said and done. My nephew John stopped by for a little bit on his way to Chicago, and his mother informed us that he had gotten a beautiful necklace with hearts and names on it for a certain girl that he had been seeing. Immediately, he was besieged with questions about this mystery woman by his grandfather and by his uncle. We felt that it was only right for him to bring this young woman around for our inspection. We gave him the business pretty good on this issue, but he just laughed and went on his way. This was all pretty good-natured teasing, and John took it as such. He had seen all of his older siblings and his cousins go through the same ritual, and he was expecting it. In fact, I think he would have been disappointed if it hadn't happened. It is a sort of rite of passage in our family. Actually, teasing in general is a sort of rite of passage in the family. As I grew up, I came to learn that people we teased were people we felt were worth spending time with. Anyone who could not take a good-natured teasing was not worth much in our book. Somebody who could both dish it out and take it was considered worthy of our attention. That's probably the way it is in a lot of families. However, there are times when the remarks are not so good-natured. These are the things we all have to watch out for and avoid. These are the remarks that have a barb on them, and you can feel flesh being ripped out when they are pulled back out. Many years ago, I remember telling an uncle about finishing chaplaincy training and being in the midst of my addiction counselor internship. I told him I really liked the addiction field and I thought I was good at it. His comment was, "So, you finally found something you can do, huh?" This was not teasing, and it was not good-natured. It was sarcasm, which is sideways anger, and it hurt. As I recall moments like this, I review some of my comments and check to see if they build up or if they are tearing down. Words are powerful, and words to those we supposedly love are even more powerful.